Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Insurance to suit your needs. Protect your home, car or van with Zurich.
Now, the Minister for Children and Youth Affairs, Catherine Zappone, issued guidelines to the early years and childcare providers this afternoon in advance of the initial reopening of the sector on the 29th of June. Children will be separated into play pods to minimise the risk of infection when the facilities open next month. I'm joined by the Minister for Children and Youth Affairs, Catherine Zappone. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Mary.
Will you explain how these play pods will operate within the crescent childcare sector?
Of course, Mary. You know, the concept of pod comes from the public health guidance that's been published today, and I want to encourage all parents especially to go to the HPSC website or to the Department of Children's website to take a look at them. It's really, they're guidelines for the reopening of the childcare centers so that we can limit the prevention of the virus to ensure that it's a really safe environment when the children return. And the notion of a pod is central to that creating of safety while at the same time also encouraging the creativity and also the playfulness of children. Effectively, what it means is that you would have a group of children that would stay together in one group. We're naming it play pod, and to be cared for, supported in their learning by the same adult or adults each day as they come back and forth to the creche. That's the first thing, that it's really the same group of children with the same adults, and that effectively is a way of creating a safer environment. We know that, children, very young children, it's not appropriate to expect social distancing. That's not possible. So this is the concept of the pod, is to support really a safe environment and a way in which they can, develop friendships and be creative together.
So it's up to 6 children to 2 adults, the same ratios we've had in the childcare settings up to now, but they will be the same 6 children, or you can double up as well, can you, to 12
yes.
children to
yes,
4
you can.
Adults?
Actually, Mary, I mean, that's an important point. When we were developing the public health guidance with Professor Cormican, he's keen to see that we could stay within the ratios that are there in the regulations. So, for example, the ratio for children under the age of 1, it's normally 1 adult to 3. So that could still be the case, or you could have 2 for 6. So the ratio stays the same.
And then for the under 6s?
And then for the under 6s, you would have, ages between 3, the 1 to 8s is 3 to 6 year olds. That's the ratio for them. And again, the school age childcare, the ratio is 1 to 12. It's possible that you could maybe have 2 adults with 24 children. But the other thing that the advice says is that, the smaller the pod, the better, I suppose. But you see, each childcare setting is different, and each childcare provider now, I think, can take these guidelines and look at their own settings and determine what is best for the children.
But each childcare setting is different, as you say, and each childcare setting will now be trying to work within these guidelines. But are you saying that they have a lot of wriggle room as to how they implement them?
No, there's not wriggle room in the context. They have to maintain the ratios, and there is the guidance is that it's important to try to keep the pods as small as is practical. And then we're also saying it is up to the providers then to take a look at their own settings and to apply that public health guidance. The other thing, Mary, to say is that my department will be developing further guidance to support the childcare providers that puts together this public health guidance with the understandings how to support early learning and care in childcare settings. And that, I think, will enable decisions to be made then at local levels.
No social distancing, Minister, for children under 6. But will you try and recommend, do the guidelines recommend the implementation of social distancing for children after school care, for children over that age?
The guidelines say that it's not appropriate or it's not possible or practical in terms of the younger children. And effectively, what we're saying is that for in a play pod or a school age childcare context, it's not really appropriate to have to implement a form of social distancing that has to do with 1 meter or two meters. That instead, it's the play pod that will enable the same kind of safety, the reducing of the possibility of the transmission of the virus. But what's also important, of course, is that in the childcare settings, they utilize the same kind of hand hygiene that children are used to now. Mm-hmm. And of course, our childcare providers are experts already in infection control.
But the over sixes, Minister, will they be socially distanced, whether by then it's 1.5 or 2 metres?
What I'm saying is today is that our guidelines will be that, for children of in school aged childcare, in a play pod context, it's not appropriate or necessary for the social distancing.
So all children will be able to, within their pod, mingle freely with their friends.
You bet. Exactly.
The pods will involve possibly for childcare settings certain refurbishments, maybe the installation of divisions within rooms. It'll involve cost. It'll involve toys and books that can no longer be shared between different settings. So there'll have to be, presumably, Minister, and would you agree, different sets of equipment in each setting?
I think, as you outline that, that's exactly what the guidelines say, particularly in relation to toys. One pod has to use this, the same toys, et cetera. So, but I think you're pointing to Mary, too, is that there may be some additional costs in preparing for reopening on behalf of the providers. And we're aware of them. I'm working with them, a number of representative groups extensively, and looking at that as an issue where they're getting some additional cash working capital in June from program support payments. And we're also looking at some capital grants as well to support that.
Now, the plan is to reopen the services for essential workers on the 29th of June. So that'll mean that you're going to have fewer children in each facility. And again here, are you going to put something in place to help providers? Because they're going to have to open up. They're going to have to put their systems in place. But there's going to be a significant financial shortfall for them.
Who's eligible? Who are we encouraging as families with children who require childcare? Absolutely, of course. It is important that the children of essential workers are accommodated. I think that we believe, though, that certainly in the July and August period, as they start to reopen, that there will probably be less of a demand because many parents and families have already made other arrangements. We have a survey that demonstrates that there probably will be less of a demand. So we can widen the opening to an additional groups of children, whether those are vulnerable children or children with disability, or indeed encouraging children who have whose parents need to return to work to return to their own setting, because that'll be a familiar context for
you,
them.
You have some money, I think, because when you tried to set up the temporary childcare service for essential workers, which did fail miserably, Minister, you had, I think, 4.7 million per week for it. So can you now use that money to help the creches and the childcare facilities get up and ready?
Yeah, well, I've heard that argument, Mary, and we're very much aware of the fact that the next piece of work has to do with developing a funding model that enables, on the one hand, the sustainability of the centres for them to reopen. We don't want parents to have to pay more fees, and also it's important, too, in terms of the wages of the childcare professionals, all of which I've always encouraged and promoted. So we have some work to do over the next number of days to identify the best possible way to do that.
Will you be putting that funding model in place, or are we going to have to hear and wait to hear from whoever succeeds you in this portfolio?
Well, we need to do that really within the next week or so. So it doesn't look like we're going to have another government by then. So it'll be up to myself working with the providers, listening to, them identifying the various needs, what's the demand, the capacity, and also then working on a new funding model.
So you must have a good idea at this stage how much cash you have.
Not necessarily, Mary. It's not about that. It is about determining, first of all, what is going to be the capacity of providers in the reopening. As you indicate there, it's possible the demand will be less. Therefore, there may be a gap in relation to income. And then on the basis of that, but we wouldn't have known that until we had the public health guidance. So people are now looking at the public health guidance, determining what capacity they can have. We have done a survey in relation to parents. We have some sense of demand. And so it's now that we take that information and put it in place to build our funding model.
Just finally, Minister, childcare workers and children, will they be able to access timely COVID testing if they develop symptoms? Because if they're self-isolating for 2 weeks,
indeed. I mean, I understand absolutely that's what many of the childcare providers are calling for. And what I'm going to say is we're going to bring that to our health colleagues and investigate the possibility of that.
When will it all be clear?
When will it all be clear, Mary?
The full detail here, because you're talking about the funding model, the issue around testing, and the final details. When can childcare providers get a document from you that gives them clear information
on all
the issues?
To be fair, and the childcare providers know this, that we've been working intensively with public health experts in consultation with my officials and in consultation with them to be able to publish a document on the HPSC website that provides guidance that we can, and that's what they've been waiting for, and they asked for that 4 weeks before they opened, and I think I'm about a day early on that. So that is the first fundamental piece of work. We're also working on a series of other guidance documents to apply that public health advice to the child care sector, and those will be coming out in the next couple of weeks. And now we're moving to the funding model. We had to wait for the public health advice. So I think we're moving at a pace, and more documents are going to be coming in the next couple of weeks.
The next couple of weeks. Minister Catherine Zappone, thank you very much. We're going to